Youngblood auf Flux FM mit King Charles. Heute Abend spielt der Künstler mit Band im Musik und Frieden. Und jetzt ist Dominic Harrison bei mir im Studio mit seinem Partner in Crime, Adam, an der zweiten Gitarre. Wir quatschen über die Debüt-EP und die politische Strahlkraft seiner Songs, die ja durchaus klare Positionen beziehen. Wir finden heraus, wie wichtig vielleicht die Enttäuschungen im Rahmen seines Kunsthochschulaufenthalts für seine Art des Komponierens waren, sprechen über die Forderungen und Ängste seiner Generation und vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es jetzt und hier: Hello and welcome, Young Blood.
Yeah,
Dominic Adam, how are you doing?
What's going on, bro? You alright?
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Yeah, man, good.
Good. Where are you coming from, actually?
Cologne.
Oh,
Cologne,
right.
This morning, so bit of a drive, but it was good.
Yeah, it's not too bad to drive from Cologne to Berlin. It's been a good show?
Oh, mate, amazing. Like, cool. It's been crazy this whole tour, man. The reaction has just been mad. Like, the kids in Cologne were mental, like, ripping posters off the wall.
Oh, yes,
shit, man. I was like, yes, Cologne, you know what I mean?
That's what you want to have.
Yeah, man.
Kids ripping down the posters.
Yeah, man.
And getting
sick.
You to sign them.
Oh, brother, it was crazy, man. They're the best.
Sounds really good to me. Congratulations on your EP, on the Youngblood EP.
Thank you so much,
Five
man.
Five brilliant songs on there, and it's just been released. And it's an EP that gives me hope, man. It really gives me hope.
Thank you so
because
much.
Your songs do have a message, multiple messages, actually, and they seem to kind of amplify the thoughts of a younger generation. When did you realize that you were not the guy to go for a typical love song? You're just going to go, oh, I miss you so.
Yeah, man, I think, to be honest, I've been writing that rubbish for so long. Mm-hmm. I thought, I want to write, in my head at that time, what made sense to me was like, if I write what's going to get me on the radio, I'll get me on the radio.
Yeah.
Bieber's doing that. Mendes is doing that. But then that just became vapid. And I moved out of London and I moved out of the city and I became angry. Do you know what I mean? I understood and I saw the world in a different way. Do you know what I mean? And I just started writing music and saying what I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think right now the world is such a confusing place for young people. Do you know what I mean? And we're such a clued up generation.
True.
Do you know what I mean? And we kind of see this new liberal world we want to live in, but it's almost been held back by a generation that don't understand us or aren't quite ready for it to go there.
Yes.
So I was just like, I just need to talk about what I'm thinking about and what's going through my head, you know? Do you know what I mean? So
yeah. And I really think that's the thing that connects you with your audiences, you know what I'm saying? Because I think those thoughts, many, many young kids have those thoughts, maybe people in my age as well, because there's so many backward-looking political ideas nowadays.
Totally.
Promoted by old white men.
Exactly,
like,
brother.
Like nationalism.
Yeah, it's
or
crazy.
Stuff like that. And we used to think, oh, we were past that, but now it's happening again.
Exactly.
And I think it's important that the younger generation opens their mouth and goes, come on, stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man, it's amazing. At the end of the day, man, you know what I mean? I'm just saying what I think. You know what I mean? I don't want to tell people what to think.
Yeah.
I just want, because who am I to do that? But I just want to empower people to say what they think. Do you know what I mean? Because you can, and that's how we change shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's so fucking cool to see people connecting with my songs. And the best thing for me is like when I go into my DMs on Instagram and people message me saying like, I connect to what you're saying, or you understand me in a way that no one else does. Because the thing is, man, that's what I was like. Do you know what I mean? I listened to Alex Turner or Eminem.
Yeah, sure.
Eminem, and those were the only two people in the world who understood what was going through my head at that time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's all fun, man. It's all fun as well. Do you know what I mean? I think when we play the shows, to have everyone jumping about and singing and screaming the songs back in my face is just the best feeling in the world. Do you know what I mean?
I love the fact that you were kind of like influenced by political bands or bands with a political message when you were even younger than
him.
Yeah,
totally,
today.
Man. I think
not only rock bands, but NWA as well, maybe Public Enemy
totally,
as well.
Totally, man. Like, the thing is, with the rock and roll and hip hop, like, come from the same soul because it's like, it's more than the music. It's an attitude. It's talking about real shit. And that's what inspired me, because I was always so opinionated. Do you know what I mean? I was the kid like the mums hated, because I'd tell them if I didn't like the dinner. Do you know what I mean?
Don't you ever invite this guy again.
Yeah, man, ever.
You told me that my fish and chips was shit.
Yeah, man, and that's it, bro. Do you know what I mean? I think, and that was the music, like, kind of empowered me to do that. And I always loved that feeling of going like, when no one else in the world understood me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, those artists did. And that just inspired me, like, yeah, massively, you know what I mean?
And that really, really gives me hope. Another thing that gives me hope, I read an article by Jens Balzer, a German journalist who writes about music, yesterday, and he found out that the younger generation of right-wing people, that exists, unfortunately. I mean, there is young people who are into the nationalist ideas as well, but they don't have a soundtrack. No. Their music is shit.
Yeah,
you know, they terrible. Don't have one decent artist.
In it, bro, that's what I'm saying.
And that's another thing that's kind of like...
It's over, man. We're moving thing. Forward. And it's amazing. So. You know what I mean?
So. You had dropped out of school when you were like 16 and you moved to London. And I read that you went to an art school for a while.
Yeah, I went there for a bit, yeah.
And the professors told you you should do this and that. And that really made you go for your own. How important were those professors and their wrong attitude towards you?
I think, man, the sound, man, they were nice. But I just couldn't, you know what I mean? It's like, for me, like, art, you can't tell people how to express themselves. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think at the end of the day, like, I had a lot... That's what Anarchist is about, a new song off my EP. Like, when I was growing up, I was quite a little bit misunderstood. Like, people either loved me or they hated me because I had always was very energetic and just slightly a bit crazy. And people thought I was just a troublemaker or naughty, but it wasn't the case, man. I was just expressing myself. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's hard. I think there's a lot of people out there who express themselves in crazy ways, but then get pigeonholed into a box of either being naughty or just weird or different. Yeah. And at the end of the day, all you can ever be is yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think that's kind of something I want to address. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, man, it's like you can't.
And sometimes it helps, though, when somebody comes up to you and goes like, oh, you should do this and that. And then you realize even more that you shouldn't listen to anybody's advice.
Totally, that's
right?
What I'm saying. It's like, you do you, because that is all you can ever be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And now, for me, when you tell me things like this, it isn't as surprising that people are reacting to your music as it is for you, maybe. Because,
yeah,
I mean,
crazy.
The reactions have been crazy.
Oh, mate,
but
crazy.
But I really do understand why, because you have your unique point of view. You know, you're not shying back from
totally.
Telling people what you're thinking. And I think there's a lack of artists who do exactly that nowadays, and that's why people react.
I think that's it, man, because at the end of the day, like, we're all the same.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's kids in London or kids in New York or kids in Berlin or kids... Do you know what I mean? We're all the same, and it's all such a mental, confusing place we're living in.
Yeah.
And we're all in the same boat. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? I'm just personally talking about what I think, but... I hope, you know what I mean, kids can resonate to that. And it's amazing to see the reaction.
Yeah.
It's like blowing my fucking mind every night. Do you know what I mean?
And I mean, it was mind-blowing. Those last few months must have been mind-blowing for you. You toured Australia.
Yeah.
Like the Triple J guys are loving you.
Bro, like furthest away I've ever been from my mum. And there's like 150 kids in a room singing I Love You and Marry Me.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like... What?
It's like a different planet.
Isn't it, brother? It's just like, it's crazy.
That sounds so good to me. It must have been so interesting. And then you went to the US, got signed.
Crazy, yeah.
By a not so small label.
Yeah.
It's good.
I can't believe, like, honestly, it's just been one crazy thing after another. And it's just super exciting, you know what I mean? And it's just amazing. And just to say, like, thank you to all the people that have downloaded and believed in me, because I'm having a time in my fucking life, and it's all down to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, we want to thank you for the music as well. And I want to play a song that's interesting for the Berlin audiences as well. It's called Tin Pan Boy, and it talks about the fact that developers are kind of like taking over parts of cities that used to be cool parts of cities.
Totally.
Maybe cities where the music lived, where the arts lived. But now it's like Starbucks after Starbucks.
Yeah.
In Berlin, we have a serious startup problem now. Not Starbucks, but startup problem.
Oh, yeah.
With all these new fancy little ideas.
Yeah,
working on an app and paying like a horrible rent. Nobody can afford anything in that area anymore because those fucking startups have turned
fucking
up, you know.
Crazy,
So that's the song I want to play right now, and then we'll talk a bit more. We'll give away tickets for tonight's show.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a fun one.
Yes, and we're going to be listening to a live version of Polygraph Eyes in a few minutes. Youngblood with Tin Pan Boy. It's next mile off dem Plattenteller.
This huge construction project could also change the character of areas on its roof forever.
Oh. Youngblood mit Tin Pan Boy. Im Prinzip ein Anti-Gentrifizierungssong, den wir hier abspielen durften. Von der Youngblood EP. 5 starke Songs sind da drauf. 5 Songs mit starken Messages. Und wir haben schon ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, wie es zu dieser Stilsicherheit von Youngblood kommt und wie er die politische Stahlkraft seiner Songs entwickelt hat. Jetzt wollen wir noch mal ein bisschen über die nächsten Steps sprechen, denn jetzt ist die EP raus. Der Deal mit Geffen ist gemacht in den Vereinigten Staaten. Was passiert also als nächstes? So, Dominic, what are your next steps? What are your plans for the near future? Are you going to be writing new, more songs and put out an EP soon?
Totally, man. I think to it, like, it's crazy, like, since over the past year, I've been writing. Mm-hmm. I've got so many songs ready to go. And I think that's what I wanted to do, you know what I mean? Like, as soon as I figured out exactly who I was, I just went on this mad rampage mm-hmm. of songs that, like, dabble in different genres and what inspires me, but the fundamental thing is the message, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
So there's so many songs just ready to put out. So I'm going to be releasing loads of music. Lots of touring across Europe, America, and Australia. I can't wait to kind of get back out there and come back to places like this and stuff. So yeah, man, there's just so much touring. Stay tuned, you know what I mean? Like, loads of stuff I just can't wait to announce.
Yeah, you've just mentioned the fact that there's different genres on the EP already. I mean,
totally.
Anarchist is like, it sounds like a trap, hip hop trap kind of like thingy with
100%.
A super fast
hats and stuff. That's it, man. But yeah.
And your voice kind of like holds it all together.
I think that's it, man. I think like it's I'm just writing what inspires me. Mm. Do you know what I mean? That's when I walk into a studio and I don't think I'm going to write a song today that sounds like my last record. Why would I want to do that? Do you know what I mean? That just bores me, because then you end up like with 15 songs that sound the same. And it's like, oh, really?
It's an 80s approach as well. You
yeah,
know, in the 80s,
totally.
That was like, oh, I think the new Bon Jovi record sounds not as much as the old one. I don't know if I should buy it. It doesn't sound like the
exactly,
first one.
Exactly, man. I think, you know what I mean? It's just like, when I walk into a studio, I get inspired by something that I've heard that day.
Maybe there's an instrument lying around you haven't used
yet. Exactly. And then I just jump about for 4 hours, shout at my producer, and then the songs come out. Do you know what I mean? And I just think like,
pull that up!
And it's like string line, and then fucking, and then I can hear a guitar thing. It's like, la, 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 la. Here we are, do you know what I mean? It's good.
Yeah, that's how you should do it. I mean, as long as you're not AC/DC, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you should do it. And what's the live setup going to be tonight? Adam's going to be with you, obviously?
Yeah, man. Adam and my boy Mikey, my two best mates, three-piece baby, and then we're just going to tear it up. It's going to be fun.
Lovely, lovely. We've had an impression on how you do it when you played the Flux Ball last time you were here in September.
Yeah, It was crazy.
It was pogo dancing down there.
Oh, yeah, man. That's it, man. It was just like... Yeah. Want to put on a bang.
It was a mosh pit.
Yeah.
It was the first time, I really think.
Crazy.
There was a mosh pit formed down there.
Yeah,
in the
baby.
Yeah.
Woo!
It was really nice. Wer jetzt moshen möchte, kann das im Prinzip vom Radiogerät tun oder auch vom Computer, denn wir werden hier Instagram-mäßig arbeiten. Insta Live ist angesagt. Die Übertragung läuft, glaube ich, sogar schon. Wir können uns also gleich in mehreren Medien hier live austoben. Wir hören den Song Polygraph Eyes. We have to talk about that song quick before you start playing
it. Of course, man, yeah.
It's a song that you wrote about sexual abuse.
Yeah.
It's a topic that everyone's talking about nowadays. Hashtag Me Too and all that.
Totally.
But you told me that you wrote the song like a year ago before
man.
The whole debate started.
Yeah, that was kind of the... When King Charles Parker... when King Charles, I Love You, You Marry Me and Tin Pan Boy came out, I was kind of in my head, I was like, what can I write next? And I wanted to do something, because those songs are a moment. Those songs were kind of similar in style, in anti-establishment. And this song idea came into my head because it was a subject that I grew up a lot around when I was younger, kind of going out in my early teens, watching really drunk girls kind of stumble out of nightclubs with boys who were just not nearly as drunk as they were.
Mm-hmm. And it, taking advantage of the situation.
Totally. And it kind of didn't really resonate in my mind until I kind of grew up a little bit. Mm. And it is fundamentally wrong.
Mm.
And it's such an important issue that needs to be talked about to kind of moved the world forward, because, and it's so exciting that it is becoming talked about and becoming more and more obsolete, because it is an issue that cannot happen, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And when I walked into my management office and I was like, listen, I want to write a song about sexual abuse, they all looked at me like, why is she? But I just needed to do it in a way that was kind of so beautiful that it almost tricks the listener into not getting what it's about to the third listen. I want people to kind of love the hook,
yeah,
but then be in the supermarket and actually dial into the lyrics on a third time and listen to it, drop to the shopping and go,
that's what it's about.
Totally, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
One of the best tricks in pop history, I would say, because that's how most of the songs with a really tight message work for me.
Totally.
Especially when you're from Germany and your English is not like 110%. You listen to a song like for five times, like, oh, I love that hook, just as you explained it. And then after a certain time, like, ooh, it's an evil fucking song.
Yeah, exactly. It's like every breath you take by Sting. Yeah. You know what I mean, that's what kind of and Dry Your Eyes, Mate, by the Streets. They were kind of what I was listening to at the time. And
cool.
And yeah, I just kind of needed. I just felt I needed to write this record. Do you know what I mean? Because I grew up around, like, I've got two younger sisters and a very opinionated, strong Northern mother.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? And I grew up around that a lot, so. You know what I mean? I just felt it was a song I needed to write and just needed to say from my perspective and tell a story about it.
Cool. You know? Thank you for telling us about the background of that song. 100%. Now, let's listen.
Yeah, man, let's
do
it.
To Paul Graveis, Youngblood live auf Lux FM und auf Instagram.
Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Sick. She leaves her parents' house around midnight, meets her best mate at the shop, buy some cheap wine and go to space, see the Milky Way, get away from the teenage, everyday cliche pressure, absent on absinthe, dancing to bad simp, Saturday night ain't about romancing anymore. Just you getting lit in the queue to the dance floor. Too many blokes are getting heavy. When a girl looks unsteady, blisters on your bleeding soles. Here of my boots, I walk your own. He walks you straight up to the front door. Yes, she stumbles on the floor. We all know what happens next. A bit of fun turns to regret. Leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home with you. Home if you know, leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home if you. Home if you, leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home if you. Home if you know, leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home if you. Daylight wakes her up the next morning in a foreign room where the sheets are blue and not white. No scented candles in sight. Just a stranger on his side says she's low for last night. Gotta go forensic, avoid the domestic. Get antiseptic and give him the polygraph eyes. So turn your head to the side, lie to the real life. You see this girl, she had a boyfriend, his name was Zach, and he made her happy. But he couldn't understand his mind, she was a slack. And when she tried to explain what happened, she was shouting at him for an hour, crying at the top of her lungs. Don't leave me here, you don't wanna love, leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home if you. Home if you know, leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home if you. Home if you, leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home if you. Home if you know, leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home if you. And she can't even talk. She can't even talk. She can't even talk. Leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home with you. Home with you, no. Leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home with you. Home with you. Leave it alone, mate. She doesn't wanna go home with you. Thank you so much.
Put a little bit of reverb on it. I'm just realizing. Hello.
Hello. Spacey.
Spacey. Dominic Adam, it was a great pleasure to be seeing you again.
Thank you so much, bro.
I have a feeling it wasn't the last time. We'll meet again.
Yeah, baby.
Like Frank Sinatra once said.
We'll meet again. Yeah. Don't know when.
So I have great fun at tonight's show. All the best for the next steps for the upcoming LP, maybe, whatever you're going to do.
Can't wait, man.
You have our blessings. We're with you. We're going to watch you. We're going to invite you again, and we'll see you again.
Can't wait.
Thank you, guys.
See you, man.
See you later. Bye-bye. I think it burns my sense of truth.